Chapter 2. Amos stood and watched as the car made its way down the track, Gareth's exhaust billowing white clouds into the icy morning air. He'd spotted Freya going into the henhouse a few minutes earlier and hoped that's where he'd find her now. He felt somehow that he should apologise, although he was well aware that he hadn't actually done anything wrong. She was talking to herself when he got there, or rather to the hens, a continual sing-song stream of chatter, as one might talk to a child. He lifted the latch on the door of the coop and cleared his throat. "Scrambled eggs on toast or an omelette?" said Freya, without turning around. Amos's mouth began to water, and his stomach gave an appreciative lurch. Staying for tea hadn't seemed such a good idea last night. "Please tell me you didn't sleep in the barn last night," she added. When he didn't answer, she whirled around to face him, 3 eggs in one hand and 2 in the other. "Right, come with me," she said. Amos followed her meekly back into the kitchen, which, after the air outside, felt rather like a sauna, but right now the most comforting place on earth. Freya set the eggs down on the table, holding her hand over them just for a second to be sure they didn't roll. "Sit down a minute." Amos did as he was told. A few minutes later, she placed a huge mug of tea and a plate of toast swimming in butter in front of him. She motioned for Amos to start eating. "Right, while you're tucking into that lot, let's get a couple of things straight, shall we? Firstly, can I just say that I'm sorry that Gareth is being such a prat." Amos looked up sharply at her words, but she held her hand up to finish. "This is my house, and who I invite into it is my business. I know Gareth is my boyfriend, and perhaps I sound a bit disloyal, but he's got no right to moan about you being around, especially when he's so completely uninterested in everything I'm trying to do here. We've got a busy week ahead, and I haven't got time to pander to his selfish and childish arguments." She stared at Amos to check whether he was still following her. "Secondly, you have a room in the house and a bathroom which you are very welcome to use. So please, Amos, don't sleep in the barn. It's bloody freezing out there."